In seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio!
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news!
Fox
News. I'm Chris Foster. Joe Biden starts his first full day as president, having already signed 17 executive orders and actions. He's requiring masks on federal property, rejoined the Paris Climate Accord, extended eviction and student loan freezes, and directed federal agencies to advance racial equity in their programs.
Some of the executive actions I'm going to be signing today are going to help change the course of the COVID crisis, and we're going to combat climate change in a way that we haven't done so far, and advance racial equity and support other underserved communities. We're going to rebuild our economy as well. And these are just all starting points.
Today speaks about and signs more orders relating to coronavirus response. One winning ticket for the $730 million Powerball lottery sold in Maryland.
If you want a really massive payout, the Mega Millions drawing's coming up Friday with one of the largest prizes of all time, $970 million.
Fox's Jill Nato. America, listening to Fox News.
Oh, crap! Ah, damn it!
Ah, crap!
I wake up at 6:05.
Break your butter!
Thank you. I'll tell you a coronavirus joke now, but you'll have to wait 2 weeks to see if you got it. You know, since we're in quarantine, I guess we'll all be making only inside jokes from now on. Back in 2019, you would cough to cover up a fart. Now with COVID-19, you fart to cover up a cough. My wife bought a world map and gave me a dart and said, throw this, and wherever it lands, that's where we're going when the pandemic ends. Turns out we're spending 2 weeks behind the fridge. Thank you. Don't forget to stay 6 feet away from your waitresses.
And welcome back.
Here's an excuse to hold your family, friends, and loved ones a little tighter.
I need a hug.
Today is National Hugging Day.
Does someone need a hug?
I think I need a hug.
I'm hugging.
It's National Hugging Day across the country.
Are we hugging?
Bring it in. We're hugging.
Hug it out.
Okay, a quick one. Come on, hug it out.
It's showtime.
Gee, I thought they would cancel that this year because after all, with the coronavirus, hugging is
bad.
Very bad.
Sure.
Okay, and by the way, I hope I wasn't too glib when I posted your weather video this morning with my Common Core.
So I've got to see what you said. What did you say about my weather video this morning?
I invented a new Common Core system based on the forecast.
40%. Today, Rich Thomas weather video. I invented a new Common Core system based on the forecast. 40% of the next 5 days will feature rain. I stay at my day job.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
All right, so we've had several nice days this week, and now it's time for some rain. Showers becoming likely today. There's already some rain on the radar. About to post that here on my Facebook page, weather Facebook page. High today, 62. Periods of showers likely tonight and Friday, ending by Friday night. Low tonight, 54. High Friday in the upper 50s. Saturday, dry, mild, mostly sunny. My pick of the litter day for the weekend with a high temperature around 60. And then on Sunday, with scattered showers possible. The showers and storms become more likely Sunday night into Monday. Will that be a severe weather situation? We don't know yet. We're watching. Monday will be in the mid-70s with that storm system approaching. Right now, cloudy skies, 54. Showers in the area at 610.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Why is Chase so intemperate this morning?
Hunger? Anxiety? I don't know.
He seems really riled up.
He does.
And I did give him a thumb's worth of chickens. When I can call home and we can have an emergency supply shipped over.
Can you do it really quick?
Our rocket scientist today, this is a really interesting situation. We don't have her name, but a woman posted on TikTok. Did you see this in your TikTok feed yesterday?
I did not.
Her ancestry DNA test showed that her father wasn't actually her father. Her biological father turned out to be an old family friend who is a billionaire now. And she describes this experience.
My dad came up with the brilliant idea of giving the entire family ancestry DNA kits last year for Christmas. I too have identified as Irish. Turns out I'm 75% Norwegian and the rest is like German and British, and there's zero Irish. So I called him cracking up saying, guess what? I'm not Irish at all. He calls me at 10 o'clock, which we all know is like 3 a.m. dad time, saying, there's no way you're not Irish. So with my dad on the phone, I log into my account to see if I have any DNA matches. And I had an exact paternal match. It just wasn't him. I confronted my mom and two of my aunts immediately. Uh-oh. Everyone, including my mother, was shook. But even my dad recognized the name. Apparently he was an old family friend. So I googled this dude's name, and he's a billionaire. He's the CEO for a major company, and his three daughters work for him. And naturally, like the unstable millennial that I am, I drive halfway across the country to his corporate office. I tried to give him a letter, but when he heard my name, he refused to meet with me. Basically, all it said was thank you, because I'm really happy to be alive.
Yeah, and your daddy's a d-head, so.
Wow.
Can you
imagine?
Wow,
what a shocker.
And think about the guy that she thought, and who obviously thought was her dad.
And guess what? Shocker, Mom.
Yeah. Mm. Mommy was playing around at some point.
What some.
If you think your family had issues, I hope that gave you just a little perspective.
Well. They used to say, could have been the milkman, but now there are no milkmen.
Toughest thing to pick this morning was, you know, that feature, because coming in second place was the stunning find of a perfectly preserved dinosaur
rectum.
Seriously.
Well, all right. Hey. I'm glad you chose the other one.
A dino rectum?
Yeah, I mean... You got to look at it. This is not. I am not doing this for the shock value.
Okay.
I am not that kind of host. I don't play that game.
No.
But this is in terms of archaeological finds. Mm-hmm. This is a big freaking deal. The first dinosaur butt discovered and described in great detail from the Psittacosaurus, which was not featured in Jurassic Park, to my knowledge. But we have a song that celebrates this archaeological miracle coming up in just a couple of moments for you. Our TV topic today, and we'll be doing dealing with them in about, that'll make it sound like it's a hassle. We'll be working with them in 12 minutes.
There you go. Nice cover-up.
Chocolate.
And also, this why I want to, first of all, thank. We had one of our best turnouts at Baumhauer's last night, and some great newbies.
Yay.
And welcome. I hope you had a good time. I'm sure you had great food. And we all kind of lifted each other's spirits because, let's face it, yesterday was not a really cheery day for most of our audience.
I understand.
And then our mayor stepped up yesterday and did something that had everybody talking about that instead.
Talk about a strike, you're out.
The first time I think I've ever posted anything on Facebook that had actually more written reactions than the simple like or angry or any, you know, those emojis. All I did was say, how unifying and classy. And the statement was, I prefer to focus on the class that's coming in rather than the trash that just went out. And I don't know that anybody, especially somebody who, you know, and I remember during the mayoral election, people brought up his father, and I said, that's not really fair. You know, the sins of the father are not the sins of the son. So you got to look at him, Stem. But really, you are in no position to judge anybody else or anybody else's family.
That apple didn't fall far from that tree.
He has a high opinion of himself.
It's very disappointing. We don't need this. We got a city that's got the highest higher per capita murder rate than Chicago. We are number one in the transmission of STDs. At least the last I checked, that was a few months back. Uh-huh. But there's another extinction that does not serve the city well. Why don't we focus on that instead of calling names?
Well, he's...
especially of somebody who carried this state by almost a 2-1 margin.
He he likes to be a national
celebrity.
Yeah, that's the word.
He also doesn't know when to hold his tongue on things that he's talking about when it comes to minorities.
I am not saying that he needs to not have an opinion, but there are far better ways.
How about you mind your own knitting in your backyard first before you start going and talking about the national crisis that's going on?
I like that country approach. Mm-hmm. Then, yesterday, I heard some street buzz from people in the know that he might be in a position to get some kind of a thing with Kamala Harris on her staff. That's what I heard yesterday.
Is that right?
So, who knows?
Well, that would mean that we'd be in the market for a new mayor, right?
Could be. We'll see how it all plays out. But people were justifiably pissed. Not only that, the double standard. I like Todd Strange. I thought Todd did his very best.
Todd did a great job.
For everybody in the city. Yet had he made a comment about the Obamas leaving.
Oh, it'd have been World War III.
He would have been out of office that business day, and Todd would never do that. So, anyway, so far, 359 comments and just 330 emoji reactions to this story last night.
And did he really come back and post, was it something I said?
Yeah, he said, did I say something? Yeah, you did. You did. 6:17 is the time. Brian Jewelry is the place in Prattville where people, you know, let's see, today's the 21st, so there's 24 days. I did that math.
Look at you.
All by myself without no calculator.
You're brilliant.
See, I had to type it out in the middle of the night.
it's not tomorrow, but it's getting, let's say, the big day is getting closer.
And Leon's getting larger.
They've got a gift for Leon. They got a gift for anybody at Brian Jewelry, whether it's a fairly new friendship or something that has potential or something long-term. At Brian Jewelry, they're just great at helping people who want to get something nice but still want to throw money on something. They want to celebrate the essence of the person who is the object de love.
What?
The object de love.
Object de love.
This show is getting classier every time.
Every minute.
Every day, yes. Every minute of every day.
Lynn and that great team, they know how to ask the right questions, find out about the person you're shopping for, and then make suggestions. By the way, they can create something from scratch. You can build a watch at Brian Jewelry. They have the War Eagle Roll Tide showcases. I'm not sure how well stocked those are. Certainly worth asking. Lots of ways to celebrate somebody on Valentine's Day. It's also the favorite store of my daughter. She loves the merchandise, loves browsing the website. In fact, if you go to BrianJewelry.com, they have a little club there you can join and save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. Almost seven full decades, three generations of service to the preferred community, the home to the one and only Jay Scott.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
Who is just joining us at the microphone.
He's moved into Brian Jewelry?
But I could.
It's a beautiful, beautiful building.
Yes, it is. And, you know, they went from a tiny little shop all those years ago to a store in a mall, and now their own place, and it is beautiful. At 1778 East Main in Prattville. How is Jay today?
Jay's doing good. Jay did his first CPAP. I had a doctor's appointment yesterday with my sleep doctor.
Yeah?
And they gave me my own CPAP.
Oh.
So I used that for the first time last night.
How did that work out?
I guess it worked out fine. It's hard to tell. I was asleep. I don't know.
Yeah. but people claim they sleep better.
I don't know. I feel different. I feel awake.
Well, that's good.
I feel, you know, like I slept.
Rested.
And I didn't wake up tired. I didn't wake up yawning. I haven't yawned at all this morning.
Yeah, that's been the thing for me, too, since I've been really diligent with the bike riding, dialing back the food a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Energy level's good.
Yeah.
It's funny. I love the short days. I really do. But now I'm waiting for the days to get longer so I can do two bike rides, one after the afternoon show. Uh-huh. So burn off all that pent-up steam.
I didn't think about it until the drive over. It was like, I haven't yawned a bit this morning. I haven't...
Well, because we haven't done anything boring yet.
Okay. Yeah, just give it time. Give me time.
I'll
just talking about yawning is making me want to yawn now.
I will anesthetize you shortly.
All right.
How about some local news at 6:21?
That's it.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Two MPS schools are mourning the loss of employees. MPS officials say Robert E. Lee's assistant football coach Dwayne Berry and Capitol Heights Middle physical education teacher Lucius Lane have died. MPS is providing counseling and support services to students and staff. Health officials are urging Governor Kay Ivey to extend the state mask mandate that expires on Friday. Dr. Don Williamson of the Alabama Hospital Association says the order should be extended because of the high hospitalization numbers across the state. And before leaving office, President Donald Trump pardoned former Alabama State Representative Ed Henry, who pleaded guilty 2 years ago for his role in a health care fraud case. Henry was a state chairman of Trump's 2016 campaign. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
By the way, the only local media source to cover the Reed flap yesterday was AL.com. Props to them. It's 6:22.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24/7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24/7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or a replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24/7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit clarkcomfort.com. That's clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Dinosaur butts in the fossil find. Archaeologists can't deny. They found the opening for eliminate waste and it laid dinosaur eggs from the bum. They're learning a lot from the rump of Triceratops. Discovery's fantastic. Talk about Jurassic. A famous, yeah. Anus. Yeah. Dating way back to the Cretaceous. Yeah. A well-preserved dino rear.
100 million years. Dino got back.
Because that refers to the archaeological find of the perfectly preserved keister of a dinosaur I've never heard before.
That was not featured in Jurassic Park, sadly. No.
We are, it's the Psittacosaurus.
Nice butt.
And it's the last dinosaur body part that we really didn't know anything about.
Yeah. So
we're ready for TV.
We're ready for TV.
Yeah, we're ready for TV. We're like less than 10 seconds now. We're probably closer to 5 right now.
Well, if you're craving foods like potato chips or pickles, you may need more salt. And funny enough, if you're craving chocolate, you may not be getting enough magnesium. We're here with our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys. What are you guys' thoughts on all this?
Would you pass the magnesium, please?
As soon as I get my dose.
Oh.
This is not a package of what it appears to be.
Oh.
This is magnesium helper.
It's upside down. This segment is brought to you by...
Yes. Who's low on magnesium today in our group?
I think everybody is. Except for Jay.
I'm good.
I'm low on sodium, so I would like a BLT, please.
Oh.
It was delicious.
We were commenting on your BLT a little while ago on TV. It was a good one. I starved myself. Did I have breakfast this week?
You know the most important thing to making a good meal? Mm-hmm. And I put a little extra magnesium on your tomato.
Thank you.
And you stuck your toe in it.
I thought that was mayo.
It's love.
You're right. You have to care. You have to care. To go watch that bacon, to set little timers every few minutes so it hits that perfect color brown.
My gosh.
You remove it, drain it.
And Ryan, it's... you would have loved that particular BLT. I'm sorry, man.
Now, as some of you may know, years ago...
We all were going, uh-oh. Sorry.
You know, sometimes I throw...
Red button, get ready to push it.
No. Sometimes I throw that bait out there to reel Ryan in with a comment.
Right.
But I did go to rehab. It was a long time ago.
Okay.
I'm proud to say I have been clean since. That was many years ago, over 35 years ago. But one of the things they told us, and they taught us about addiction and the body's role in that.
What did they say about chocolate?
That the reason people use the term chocoholic is because molecularly, it's very, very close to amphetamine.
Is that right?
It gives people a boost. So if you're craving chocolate, it may not just be your desperate need for magnesium, but, you know.
Well, pass the amphetamines.
Yeah, and I've seen that, you know, I've read that before, that, you know, a lot of people in rehab, they eat chocolate, especially coming off heroin and stuff like that, because that gives them that little kick that they need to help them come off the crash or whatever. So
one of the things that it says in this story is that if you got to have chocolate, do dark chocolate because it's
healthier.
Yeah. It's not
it's
quite
just not as the same though.
It's not quite the same as
as good.
These.
About the healthiest.
Well, I feel like every year I've always been out of the loop because I actually do not like the taste of chocolate. I never liked it.
What?
And I just don't like chocolate.
Now two people I've met in my life, in my whole life. The second person.
Our top story at 6:25. Somebody doesn't like chocolate.
How is that possible?
Let me ask you this. Do you?
I just don't like the taste of it.
Really?
I've tried almost everything. Chocolate milk, everything. I despise the taste of it. I think it's absolutely disgusting.
Despise now.
Well, you know, in a way, there are probably people watching who are saying, I wish I had that problem because... I'd like to lose some weight. And I can't because I can't stay away from these.
Yeah. Well.
But do you ever have a taste for any other kind of sweets?
I love Skittles.
The purple bag.
The purple
Not
bag.
Even the regular bag. She likes the tropical one.
I will have to drop off a sack of Skittles for you sometime.
Yeah.
You know, that's true. A lot of people that don't like...
Those are my favorite.
I mean, everybody likes some kind of candy or gum, but I know a lot of people that if they're not prone to chocolate, they do love the Skittles, that tropical fruit thing.
Interesting. Well, there you go.
Yes.
Which can stay in your teeth for hours.
You know me well enough to know that I stay away from sweets. I'm just not addicted to it.
By the way, I make my own chocolate, and maybe one morning we'll do the recipe. You could videotape it.
Yours. Yeah.
Well, let's hope you're not feeding everybody out of the same bowl and spoon again like you did that one night at Mom Hour. So,
wait a minute.
We won't talk about that.
The spoon didn't touch any people. But yeah, that's what I was talking about, the hot fudge sundae.
You do make a good hot fudge sundae.
And you do get a boost from that. That is awesome chocolate.
This is great journalism right here.
Yes,
this is the
is.
Best. Well, best reporting,
you know,
ever.
It's too early.
And I love the fact that this is done by the Office of Obesity Research, too.
Is it really?
Oh, my gosh.
Jay, I'm guessing that chocolate is not on your...
chocolate's fine. Dark chocolate I can do.
Really?
Really?
Regular chocolate. I mean, not overdo it, obviously, but,
Why would dark chocolate be okay?
It doesn't have as much sugar.
I think it's either lack of sugar or even sodium, maybe. I'm not sure exactly. Yeah. But dark chocolate, they said, was okay. Just, keep it. Just everything in moderation, right?
You can get like a bar of dark chocolate and do half of it. And, that's just what your body needs or whatever. It's good for the heart.
It's easier said than done.
Thanks,
too.
Doc Orion.
That's right. Why I'm here. I'm giving out lots of medical advice.
Yes.
Well, I think it's really interesting just the fact that people may need chocolate for healthy reasons. So I think that was really interesting. But we are going to wrap up. We will talk with you guys tomorrow. Hope you guys have a good day today.
Thank you. I look forward to it.
All right, and to hear more from our friends over at News Talk 93.1, tune in Monday through Friday starting at 6.
Boy, that vest is a good look on TV, isn't it?
It does.
That yellow shirt, the way that yellow shirt.
I think...
The vest and the...
Yeah, it's a good contrast. I think she's getting used to us a little bit.
Really
beautiful.
It's a process. You remember when we first started? And then everybody warmed up to everybody.
We're hard to get you. Well, let's face it.
A couple of years now. What? Yep.
I don't have enough magnesium.
Oh, is that what it is?
That's
it. I happen to have a whole package of it right here. Actually, my favorite, and I'm glad they're not in the house, but sometimes Rosie brings them in the afternoon.
What's that?
Are Reese's Sticks.
Sticks! Oh, those are awesome.
Yeah.
They got a little peanut butter in there, a little
crunch
wafer. Yeah.
You're not old enough to remember the old commercials. You got chocolate on my peanut butter. You got peanut butter on my chocolate. It takes two great tastes to one candy bar.
Reese's peanut butter cups.
And Reese's better be a sponsor here pretty soon, because we just gave them a lot of free advertising.
Yes, I did.
They slipped me a few bucks for all that.
Yeah.
I'm kidding, of course. Our operations manager can fire me for that. Right here. I'm not gonna do it.
Unless you slip me a few of those bucks you're getting.
More than I got a couple of bucks because I played
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Right. Yes. But it is at cost plus 10. And by the way, that BLT, that was Wright's bacon and an artisan toast.
You should post it because I sent you the picture.
Do I have that?
And it's and like you said, it's a little more conservative because I've lost 8 pounds and I haven't had breakfast. I skipped breakfast a couple of days, and I was so hungry.
You're so good at photography, doing food photography. It's almost like you can get a sandwich to smile.
Look at that. Look at the tomatoes, that red. Blow that up there.
That was an interesting cut of the tomato as far as what's downstairs. It was cut in a cube.
No. I attacked that last tomato just recently.
Okay.
No,
it's square. The way that it was cut, it is square.
Yeah. That would be rich.
It was
rich.
So good that I was attacking the remaining tomato.
As I was finishing up my little sandwich.
Vine-ripened tomatoes. And I want to thank Mrs. Ritterbuttle for picking those up so we could have those this week.
Yes.
6:33, our first look at the roads, then the timeline for the 21st of January next. Celebrity Birthdays.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have a structure fire this morning, 200 Brewer Road. This is going to be off Highway 80 right across from the Montgomery Airport. You'll need to watch out for emergency vehicles making the run to and from this down Highway 80. Please use caution. Give them the right of way. Elsewhere around the city of Montgomery, we're light to moderate traffic everywhere. We're not seeing any real congestion that's going to slow you down. I-65 and 85 rolling the speed limit through downtown Montgomery. Bad credit? Don't sweat it. Get the cash you need with an equity loan on your homeland or auto. MCS and Wetumpka is just a phone call away with one-hour loan approvals. Call 567-9000, NMLS 2328-76. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jake.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com. Or like us on Facebook.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union, and that means giving our members access to the cash they need when they need it. Think financial flexibility or debt consolidation. Think dream vacation or large purchases. Think quick online application and fast answers. At Guardian Credit Union, getting a loan is as easy as borrowing gifts. Think personal loans. Think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS 912757.
Hey, this is David Little from Tucker Pecan Company. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and the results have been amazing. Every day, we have new customers that come in that have heard us on all the different radio stations that we advertise on. If you want to help your business grow, the best way to do it is through radio advertising through Blue Water Broadcasting. They do a great job in promoting our business and helping us grow our business, and hopefully they can help you grow your business too.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Right now, Allstate has almost as many ways to save as there are types of music. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent to get a quote. Find out how much you can save today. Allstate. Now that should be music to your ears.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-by is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Giving you something to think about. This is Morning Shower Thoughts.
If you go to a parade, you stand around watching people walk. If you're in a parade, you walk around watching people stand.
Morning Shower Thoughts.
At 6:37 with the timeline for January 21st, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
Right, you are, studio announcer. It's the 21st day of the year. There are 344 days remaining. On National Hugging Day, it's tough during social distancing to hug. But it's International Sweatpants Day. Are you wearing sweatpants?
Here I am. I'm just ready.
Sweatpants. I've been wearing sweatpants a lot during this pandemic.
But you know what? I like these, but the drawstring isn't long enough. And it keeps getting sucked into the hole.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I don't know how to fish that out. I know there's some kind of trick. I know some women that know how to do that. But okay. I want it replaced with a longer drawstring. I'm going to miss songs tomorrow.
And it's Squirrel Appreciation Day. Well, take a squirrel to lunch today. On this date in 1793, King Louis didn't have a good day. King Louis the, let's see, XVI, the 16th, executed by guillotine in Paris.
Well,
not a good day.
We can reenact that.
Don't lose your head.
With sound effects.
Yeah?
Here is the... And then we have...
you use that sound for a lot of things. Oh,
there's
no.
Head rolling down.
Oh, no, heads are going to roll. Out of the state 113 years ago in 1908, New York City lawmakers passed a law making it illegal for women to smoke in public. Mayor George McClellan vetoed that 2 weeks later. Vladimir Lenin died on this date in 1924. He was 54. So Lenin died fairly young. Although back in 1924, 54 wasn't all that.
Won't be long before it's a national holiday here.
As the mayor tweeted again, 62 years ago in 1959, Carl Switzer, who played Alfalfa on The Little Rascals, was shot and killed by a former business partner during a $50 debt. I think he was 31?
What was he? It was a little older than that, but the Rascals, for the most part, had a tragic
childhood and life.
And life, except for...
The one actor, I forget his name.
Is it Gary Cooper? Jackie Cooper?
It could be. I'll have to Google their names in a minute, and I'll find out. 55 years ago in 1966, George Harrison married his first wife, Patty Boyd. The two met on a set of a movie called Hard Day's Night. She left him in the 70s for Eric. Now, get this. In her autobiography, Patty says that while she was married to George, Eric showed up one night drunk at the house. George handed him a guitar and took one up himself. They proceeded to engage in a two-hour guitar duel for Patty's honor. And guess who won? That would be Eric. Pretty wild. Wild
that
story.
They should make a movie out of that.
Yeah. On the state in 1968, one-hit wonders John Fred and the Playboy Band started a two-week run at number one with the U.S. single Beauty in Disguise. So what do you say we make it our song of the day? That's not the song, but you know what? If he was related to Billy Joel, he might have written this song. This is Only the Good Die Young. It's the song of the day on the timeline.
Come out, Virginia, don't let me wait. You Catholic girls start much too late. All the sooner or later it comes down to fate. I might as well be the one. Well, they showed you a statue, told you to pray. They built a true temple and locked you away. Ah, but they never told you the price that you pay. Might have done. Only the good die young.
Man, John Fred and the Playboy Band sounded so much like Billy Joel from The Stranger. Yeah. By the way, we'll do the other John Fred and the Playboy song next week. Note to self.
Is that next week, or was that lined up, or what was the deal?
What had happened is, originally I thought of Only the Good Die Young, but then I saw that John Fred and the Playboy Band's song was number one on this date, so I thought I sent you the corrected version.
I like that John Fred and the Playboy song.
Well, we're going to do it next week. You watch. You watch.
I went back to your email. I was like, okay, good. I had it right.
Okay.
Do you know what tomorrow is?
Friday.
Okay, good.
Let's see. On this date in 1976, the Concorde takes off concurrently, that means at the same time, from London's Heathrow Airport and Orly Airport outside of Paris. And our WACD microphones were there.
That, I got to tell you, I watched it take off and land dozens of times. Mm-hmm. It is, or was rather, the loudest thing in the sky.
And it needed the longest runway, too, right? They had to build. You couldn't land at, for instance, you couldn't land at Danley Field while on the Concorde.
I lived on the bay, and our high-rise was 4 miles due east of runway 9 right at Miami International. And that's the airport runway it used. I go out of my balcony, because it only took off from Miami once a week at 10:45 on Sunday, and you could see it from 4 miles away.
Wow.
Because of its unusual shape and white, and it had an unusual headlight, mm-hmm. so you knew it was the Concorde. Right. And by the time we're 4 miles east, by the time it was like 3,000 or 4,000 feet overhead, but loud, man, it would rattle the window.
Jay, what if runway 9 was facing what direction? It's also, I'll give you a hint, also could be called runway 27.
That's right.
East.
East. Yes.
Exactly.
East. 90 degrees.
So that's what runway numbers are. It's the direction. On this date in 1977, Jimmy Carter pardoned almost all Vietnam War draft dodgers in his first full act as president. 1978, Saturday Night Fever. The soundtrack is number one. Went on to sell 30 million copies worldwide, making it the best-selling soundtrack album of all time.
It's still time to read my Boom magazine column for January 2.
Yeah. And it's great. Their second career took off. And I'm glad there's almost another career now starting with this country album that has come out just recently here.
I want Barry to do an album with Jesse.
That'd be fun.
Yeah? Are you in talks with him?
I wish.
On this date in 1984, the great Jackie Wilson sang Higher and Higher and Lonely Teardrops. He died at the age of 49. Higher and Higher is one of the great top 40 songs of all time. The way it builds, you know.
Yes.
Your love lifting me higher. That's not our song of the day tomorrow, John. 1984, Bon Jovi released their self-entitled debut album featuring the hit song Runaway. 1987, Aretha Franklin became the first woman inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. 1990, I remember this. 31 years ago, John McEnroe threw his racket at the Australian Open. He was disqualified from the match immediately, and it's the only time that's happened in the tournament's 85-year history. Isn't it going on right now? I think it is. The Australian Open, or it's about to. Oh, you know who Lorena Bobbitt is.
Hang on a second. You know what's coming up next.
Well, I don't know if it sounded quite like that, but our microphones were there again in 94 when she was found not guilty for the reason of temporary insanity by chopping off her husband's...
Hold on. Hang on. Don't go away, folks.
Chopping off...
Bang! There you go.
On this date in 1998, Bill Clinton angrily denied reports that he had sexual relations with that woman. On this point, he was not entirely truthful.
Not entirely.
No.
As most of the Clintons aren't anyway.
And it took a couple of weeks for the dress to come back, too. 11 years ago in 2010, the Toyota recall crisis, it hit 2.3 million vehicles that were recalled because the accelerator pedals got stuck. Oh, that's a minor problem.
That's just a minor one.
The accelerator pedal getting stuck.
There were people driving those things into the fronts of post offices all over South Florida.
Little Robbie Benson. Little cute little Robbie Benson is how old today?
God.
He was just 50. A boy the other day.
50?
65.
65?
Yeah. It was the 3rd of June. Another sleepy, dusty Delta day. Billy Ocean is 71. Caribbean Queen. Caribbean Queen. Placido Domingo, never had a hit song, but he's 80 today. Jack Nicklaus is 81. Mac Davis, dead or alive?
Dead.
Yeah, he is still dead. He would have been 79 today. Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me.
He's really in a singing mode.
He is, yeah. Good thing we're not on TV. You'd have to stop all that singing.
All right, here's another one from the Dearly Departed Files. Edwin Starr. War! What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Dig it.
You've never heard the Joey version of that song, have you?
Where you said war?
Yeah.
You got that?
I haven't. I'm just not sure.
Not sure what page it's on?
This hour is getting long in the tooth.
Well, Wolfman Jack is, I would add a birthday today. Spring begins in 58 days. MLB opening day in 69 days. Christmas in 338 days. We're done now.
Bless you.
We have a phone call from Junebug, who has waited patiently. Good morning.
Yeah, y'all were talking about Little Rascals a while ago. I think Scatman Crothers lived to be in his 80s.
Scatman Crothers was a rascal?
Yeah, he was one of the rascals.
I didn't know that either.
He sure was.
You learn something right, roll, every day.
Yeah, roll tide. Right,
yeah, roll tide. Bye. Absolutely. I'm on a mission with my friends at Jack Ingram. It's an educational mission, and I'm going to be experiencing all the different brands. They've all got great things going on right now, but in the Volvo Jack Ingram Volvo, they have the all-electric SUV, which is in. Take a look at that. That is a really interesting-looking car. And state-of-the-art battery technology, certainly worth a look at all the Jack Ingram stores. They are offering, for example, at Jack Ingram Volkswagen, 0.9%, less than 1% interest on a 60-month loan, which means most of your payment is building equity in the vehicle. At Jack Ingram Nissan, a 2021 Nissan Sentra, $199 per month on a 36-month lease. Find a better deal than that. And at Jack Ingram Mercedes-Benz, $399.90 for a 2020 Mercedes-Benz C300 sedan. It's a great time to buy. It's also a great time to love what you drive. They make it as affordable as possible at the Jack Ingram family of stores. Start at jackingram.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
Jackie Cooper is the guy we were thinking of.
Gary Cooper first, but yeah, Jackie. Right. Yeah.
Jackie Cooper. Showers becoming likely today. There's already rain on the radar. Today's high 62. Periods of showers likely tonight and Friday, ending by Friday night. Low tonight 54, high Friday in the upper 50s. Saturday is dry and mild. Good bit of sunshine, high around 60. Sunday, scattered showers are possible during the daytime, but showers and storms are more likely Sunday night into Monday, and Monday's high will be in the mid-70s. Right now this morning, cloudy skies and 54. There are showers on the radar at 6:51.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Strict attention to detail, that's what sets Kubota construction equipment apart. Engineered for maximum performance and with the dependability you demand. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery. Ryan Brundage.
Keep it trashy next at 6:50.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with an update. We are light to moderate all over the area this morning. We're seeing a few more cars inbound on Troy Highway, 231 from Wetumpka and 31 from Prattville. I-65 and 85 light to moderate through downtown Montgomery. No reports of any accidents anywhere so far this morning. Keep up the good work. Lower your interest rate on your VA home mortgage with a VA interest rate reduction loan. No appraisals, no income verification, no out-of-pocket expenses, and no hassle. Call MCS in Wetumpka, 567-9000, NMLS 2328-76 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jake.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at brubaker.com.
There's a lady right down the street from me that just had her roof re-roofed, if you will. She had some shingle damage due to some of the storms that just passed through. She had C&G Roofing that came out and did it. Commercial, residential roof specialists. C&G Roofing with over 40 years of experience in the roofing business. Repairs from storm damage or just normal wear and tear. Call them today, 334-313-3958, and ask for George. C&G Roofing, where financing is available with approved credit.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Your News Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
At 6:53, saw it on the Alabama News Network. Yesterday's intemperate tweet by Mayor Breed. Something, by the way, which he doubled down on last night. It's the double standard that gets you now. Here we go with John Mulaney, who was on SNL last year and did a funny joke about assassinating the president. The Secret Service did their obligatory look and concluded he was not an actual threat. But the fact that he made a joke about it, again, double standard. Can you imagine how long the career of somebody who had joked about assassinating Obama would have lasted? This is what's ripping the country apart. This is what's got to stop. It's just... And I got to tell you...
You're never going to get the mayor on this show, right? Now...
If he wants to come here and apologize to me and every other Trump voter he called trash yesterday, yeah, he's welcome to come here and do that.
Ugh. We've had Todd Strange in the studios.
I'm going to give this to Jesse. I can't. In fact, I'm ignoring most of what's in the cheap and trashy today because some of the stuff that went on at the inauguration was barf-a-rama, man.
A lot of people are talking about Garth.
Yeah,
that's what this is about.
So,
I guess he was in a big hugging mood yesterday.
He was. So, apparently after the performance, he gave two performances at yesterday's inauguration ceremony. The first was the official one when he sang a very moving version of Amazing Grace, which I am all about some good old gospel tunes.
Right.
We need it in that place up there specifically. but after the second performance, which I think was after... Everybody got kind of settled in. He shook hands with President Biden, didn't have a mask on, also shook hands with Vice President Kamala and former Vice President Mike Pence. He stopped to hug Barack and Michelle Obama, Bill and Hillary Clinton, and George W. and Laura Bush. So, apparently he was celebrating National Hug Day early.
And now think about all those famous politicians who have the scent of beer. Here's another example.
He's got friends in low places.
Celebrities.
He's achieved it.
Elton John, Stink, ouch. Bob Geldof, and Ed Sheeran signing a letter to the UK government saying Brexit shamefully failed them. Make your music that somehow the ability to craft this. And no one sold to you, but making a hit record does not make you a freaking genius and expert on everything else in the world. Andy, thanks for the call.
And for my next trick, I will make my career disappear.
At 6:50, I love that clip. That's Jim from The Office. And I remember, I've had that clip of the system, but I wasn't sure where it came from. Then I saw it in an episode of The Office.
Oh, that's where that is.
It's weird because we have a lot of drops like that in the system. And sometimes they came, you know, they'll come up in a something I'm watching on TV or whatever. And it's like, wow. We have that. We've used that. Don Duncan, All-American Auto and Tire. When's the next Predictathon?
It's 234 days away. Something like that.
When college football resumes.
233 then.
But in the meantime, team up with them, pun intended, to keep your car running in good condition. Getting regular maintenance and knowing where to take it. Who do you trust? These guys are absolutely the best state-of-the-art diagnostics. They perform all the services above and beyond the basics, oil change, lube, wholesale pricing on all major name brand tires, and they will also accept, if you have one of those policies on a car that needs a major repair, bring it to them. They also do everything possible to accommodate. One reason why we fall behind, that light, check engine light comes on. Oh, I got to get the car. How am I going to do this? When am I going to find time? Just bring it there, and they'll get you to where you need to go, figure out what the problem is, repair it, get you back with your car later in the day. It's customer service that exceeds everybody's tax expectations. Three locations serving all of Prattville and Millbrook from Highway 14. Don Duncan downtown at 408 Madison. If you work for the government or one of the many office buildings down there, it's a perfect location for you. That's where Jacqueline Tomlinson took hers the other day. It was quite pleased. and on Bell Road, just north of Vaughan, otherwise known as the Rich Thomas location. 658.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with an update. We are light to moderate all over the area this morning. We're seeing a few more cars inbound on Troy Highway, 231 from Wetumpka and 31 from Prattville. I-65 and 85 light to moderate through downtown Montgomery. No reports of any accidents anywhere so far this morning. Keep up the good work. Lower your interest rate on your VA home mortgage with a VA interest rate reduction loan. No appraisals, no income verification, no out-of-pocket expenses, and no hassle. Call MCS in Wetumpka, 567-9000, NMLS 2328.